and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of July 20 through 24, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Before we start, just to note that I'm currently on the road driving across the country. My current location is Minneapolis. Because I'm in a hotel recording, the sound quality may be a little off. Let's jump in. This week's newsletter and podcast are sponsored by the Dancing with Bipolar podcast. More on this podcast later in the show. On Feedback with Earbuds, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some information about the episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news, Patreon shoutouts, and then we'll wrap it all up. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Patrick Cox and is called Coming to America. Here's why Patrick chose this theme. He writes,
"Hi, my name's Patrick Cox, and the theme I chose is Coming to America. I chose this because everyone who migrates to the US, each of us, has our own unique story to tell, which makes for great podcast listening. And it's also a timely reminder that America's an immigrant nation."
Here are the episodes chosen by Patrick for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first episode comes from the podcast called Beginner and is called Coming to America. It's 12 minutes long. In this episode, Misha decides she's not in Pakistan anymore and she's got to find a way to belong. The next episode comes to us from Homeland Insecurity and is called The Department. It's 31 minutes long. In this episode, a nation is shaken after an unprecedented attack on the homeland and immediately searches for ways to regain control. The next episode comes to us from Subtitle and is called In Quarantine with Joe Wong. It's 18 minutes long. Joe Wong is a brilliant bilingual comedian. In the US, he does stand-up. In his native China, he hosts a popular TV game show. Recently, his comedy has become more political. He's confronting US racial tensions head-on. In quarantine, Joe is writing a book, cooking for his son, and decrying virus-related anti-Asian hate crimes. The next episode comes to us from Resettled and is called Arrival. It's 32 minutes long. The La Pai family's arrival was highly anticipated. The local resettlement agency prepped their home, the religious community was ready to provide support, the family's U.S. connection lived just minutes down the street. Even with these support systems, resettlement was, and still is, not a straightforward, clean-cut process. The last episode of the week comes to us from Scattered and is called Soy Andres a Tus Pies. It's 28 minutes long. Chris's dad was a classy guy. Whenever he met one of his son's girlfriends, he'd extend his hand, give her a firm handshake, and say, "Soy Andres, a tus pies," which means, "I'm Andres, I serve at your feet." Those are the episodes chosen by Patrick for this week's theme, Coming to America. Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag Coming to America. Each week in our newsletter, our curators have a chance to shout out something that they love or want to promote. It's called the self-promo section. They can shout out a project they're working on, a company they admire, a movie they really enjoyed, really anything. Here's what Patrick wants to tell us about. He writes, "At Subtitle, my podcast, we're in the midst of a mini-series on speech discrimination. We've asked five people from a variety of nations and backgrounds to tell stories of how they came to speak the way they do. The stories are full of self-delusion and misplaced assumptions, leaving us with these questions. Why are we so judgmental about speech? And how might we address our biases?" Since we're on the road this week, we're skipping our usual podcast industry news section. While there's a lot going on, we are on the go, so instead we'll direct you to our favorite resources for podcast news. As always, make sure to check out Sky Pillsbury's Inside Podcasting newsletter, which you can find at inside.com/podcasting. There's also podnews.net, the daily newsletter written by James Cridland, and of course, Bellow Collective, which does contain some podcast industry news, but is mostly recommendations and podcast criticism from an amazing group of writers, That's at bellowcollective.com. We'll be back soon with more podcast industry news. Now it's time for our sponsors. Thank you to Dawn Shireen of the Dancing with Bipolar podcast for supporting Earbuds this week. Dancing with Bipolar is the story of Dawn's life living with bipolar disorder and all the fun and sadness that comes along with this double-edged sword. You can find Dancing with Bipolar wherever you listen to podcasts, including CastBox, Apple, and Stitcher. We're super grateful to our Patreon supporters, to Alyssa, Cole, Dan, Jared, Michael, and the Retro Network. You can also become a Patreon supporter. Just go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can support us for as little as $2 a month, and we give away some pretty cool things. Go check it out at patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Make sure to head on over to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned earlier in this episode. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night, and it contains the episodes that we mentioned up at the top of the show. This show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. If you like what we're doing with our newsletter and the accompanying podcast, let us know by leaving a review on Apple. It helps people find the show. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It'll take you to a browser where you can choose where you want to leave a review. It's super easy. Thanks in advance. We'll catch you next week with more podcast recommendations. Until then, stay safe and keep on listening. Bye-bye.